You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer. Today I am chatting with Shay Wheat, who owns an event production business that is probably not the type of event production that you might be thinking, unless you've been hyper-tuned into the types of mega online events that have happened, particularly in an increased number over the past couple of years during this this pandemic recalibration of the world. But if you're not familiar with this, let me very briefly talk about the world that we're going to reveal to you over our conversation. You know, there are probably corporate events or trade events that you've attended where you've had people speak in front of you and ultimately make an offer at the end of that presentation. Well, that's a big part of how a lot of businesses operate. And Shay's business supports individuals, companies who do this as their model. And that's what we're going to talk about, because it's a highly effective and in some parts of our world, highly underutilized way to grow your business. So, Shay, welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here with everybody.
So your business, it's called Grace and Ease Productions. Correct. And I assume that there's something behind those two terms. So that probably is a good place to start, because having been a former stage manager in the theater and classical music world, I know that when you're putting on a show or putting on an event, things can get a little harried behind the scenes.
Just a little bit. Yes. So, we know that events can be crazy. We know events can be a little chaotic depending on the type of event that you're supporting. There's going to be some ups and downs, and there's probably a lot of buzz and energy with it. And so what we really look to do is not only support our clients in creating a powerful and profitable event, but we want to do it with as much grace and ease as possible, knowing that there are going to be breakdowns, knowing that we're going to do everything we possibly can to mitigate that in the beginning. But what the way I see events is they are their own living, breathing entity, and they kind of create a mind of their own depending on who shows up. So regardless, if I do the same event year over year, it's going to be different each and every time. But Grace and Ease Productions wants to make it as smooth as possible.
That's awesome. Okay. I wonder if you can help, you know, for those in the audience who are new to this concept, sort of a 101 when it comes to, you know, sell from the stage or speak mm-hmm. to sell kind of that formula of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of our clients, they are using what we have like 3-day sales and enrollment events, and they are using this to scale and leverage their business. So instead of doing one-on-one sales conversations, they're looking to leverage and do one to many. In order to do that, the best way to do that is to be in front of a group of people via an event. And the way that we really create and make these events experiential is a certain process. So we kind of take them on a journey. It's not just a talking head virtually. It is an experience. It's like watching a movie, except for our attendees are the actual participants in that movie. So they utilize the event to really have some type of promise. And at the end of the event, whether they do business or not with our clients, they are still walking away with value. And that's the key piece with events. You probably have experienced some events in the past where it was just sell, 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 sell. And that's not fun for anybody. We don't do those. We are really looking at supporting our audience in transformation, as well as knowing a percentage of that audience is going to say, you know what?
How would you like to become part of the More Perfect Marketing family? You can when you join our free online community, More Perfect Marketers. Inside, you'll get access to our collection of marketing cheat sheets to help you streamline your business growth, as well as the videos from David's Niche Challenge, which will teach you the counterintuitive approach to selling more by focusing on a narrower audience. To join for free, please visit mpmcommunity.com. That's mpmcommunity.com. Now, back to the show.
I can't do this on my own. I don't have the time to do this on my own. I need you to hold me accountable. So I would rather pay you to fast track me to get rid of this pain that I'm in, whether it's in life or in business. And that's what we really support our clients in doing.
And I think that's no different from any other type of sales conversation that might happen, whether it's one-on-one or, you know, as you were talking about this, I was thinking, it's formulaic to a certain extent. Obviously, there's a lot more than a formula here, but I was thinking about webinars, right? That which are a variation on this theme, where there is, you know, there's a webinar that you show up and you get taught something for the first 3 minutes, and then the next 90 minutes is being, you know, sold to. And I've absolutely been to events like that as well, but for the best events that I've attended, whether it's been in person or online, and whether it's been a 1 day event, a 3 day event, whatever, seem to have patterns or formulas behind them as well. Am I correct in my understanding of that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's over 17 different types of events that people can be utilizing to grow their business. Now, whether they are looking to grow their business and have it be the purpose and intention of it is to be a lead gen, you know, so you're doing a 90-minute masterclass, or you're doing a summit, and the whole intention is to just add people to your list, right? Obviously, give them value as well, and so they can walk away, but it's really to just bring them into your world. Or the intention of it is to sell into your program. So I have clients of mine that are wanting to fill their year-long program in 3 days. You know, and so they'll fill it, and it's 20 people that they need, or it's 100 people that they need to fill their program for the year. And then all they have to do, instead of launching and launching and launching and having conversation after conversation after conversation, they do it all in one shot, right? And then all they have to do is just focus on loving on their clients until the next year. So it's really kind of an accordion effect that you see on that systematization. Is that how you say it?
I'm thinking now. Systemization is what I would say.
That word. it's really kind of like an accordion effect. So if you have the right formula, instead of the 3 minute introduction, 90 minute sales, you actually want to be doing 3 minute introduction content for, you know, 50 minutes, and then a shorter amount of time of sales, right? But you can do that in a webinar, you can do that in a masterclass, but your CTA at the end is going to be totally different than if you're doing it in a 3 day event.
So for somebody who is thinking, gosh, this event thing might actually be appropriate for my business, and I want to figure out what kind of event maybe I should do, right? So you've just presented the idea that there's multiple types of events, yeah. Events that have an end goal, like just getting leads, mm-hmm. one that has the goal of filling in a business's pipeline for an entire year. And right. So I imagine that's the one that you might do on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the other types of things that for a first time, event host, mm-hmm. they might want to consider?
Yeah. So depending on what level of business you're in, you're going to want to be focusing on certain types of events. So you can be doing a 90-minute workshop. That's something like a masterclass I was mentioning earlier. You can do a summit, a retreat, a mastermind, a 1 day sales and enrollment event, a 3 day sales and enrollment event, seminars, podcasts. So this is actually an event. Meetups, Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, Clubhouse Rooms, like those are all different types of events, all with different intentions. If you were doing a clubhouse room, that's a different intention than if you were doing a conference or a challenge or a hackathon, a convention or a trade show, right? Your intentions are different, and how you go about connecting with your audience is a little bit different. But all of them are great to be utilizing at different times in your business. So if you're in the lead gen phase, you're going to probably be taking a look at 90-minute workshops and summits and maybe challenges. Those challenges are a little bit more time consuming, and you've got to put some more money behind it versus like doing a 90-minute workshop, right? If you are looking to do sales and filling your program or filling your pipeline right away, you're going to want to look at a 1-day or a 3-day event, where you're spending a lot more time and energy with them. You're really diving into details further, and they're really, you're kind of opening the gap of where they are to where they want to be. And the solution is what it is that you offer, right? So depending on what the intention and the event promise is, you're going to choose a different event.
So you said depending on where they are in their business. So I think you were talking about either lead gen or selling. What types of businesses, are most appropriate for this? I said to you before we hit record that, you know, I've seen a lot of these events where it's experts who conduct an online based business for the most part, right? Whether they're in the coaching space or they're the, you know, expert and they have a program and everything, particularly over the, you know, since 2020 has been a virtual based business. But I imagine that there's lots of other types of businesses where they could be utilizing this formula and these formats.
Yeah. Well, and I also personally, I like to look at other industries and what it is that they're doing and works in other industries and kind of pull their magic into what it is that I do. So if I was, you know, somebody that's maybe not necessarily online totally based, but I have clients that I need to have lead gen for, how could I utilize events in my business? Would it make sense to get together 5 of your joint venture partners, people that have the same ideal audience that you do, and pull them together to all mail to one of each of their audience members, you know, or their list essentially, and put an event together that you all talk about something that would support your audience, right? Like kind of a collaborative type of event, or you can interview them. So like I'm personally doing an event where I'm interviewing some of my clients who have all created 6 and 7 figures from their events in order for them to not only mail for me, but they're also going to be able to give a gift away. So they're going to grow their list. They're going to receive a marketing asset out of the interview. I'm going to grow my list because everybody's mailing for me. And I'm also being seen as more of an expert because I'm hosting the event. Anytime you host an event, you are automatically kind of put on a pedestal in a sense. Right? Because we see everybody on the stages and it's like, they've got to be doing something right in order to be playing with these movers and shakers. So it also events are ways to kind of elevate you amongst your peers.
Yeah. I love that. We actually hosted a summit for that very reason in our business where we wanted to get in front of a specific audience. We found we needed to build a list of our own of that audience. And so we went and found a lot of partners to be interviewed by us and then invite their audience, our ultimately our ideal audience, to come and watch those interviews. And so, I mean, that's the formula that you've basically just described, you know, a variation of, and yeah. It's highly effective.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you have, you know, 500 new people that you can nurture, that you can engage with, that you can connect with and see if you can support them in relieving the pain that they're in.
Okay. So I imagine that you've just outlined sort of one of the different formulas. And there might be a listener saying, oh, that's so easy. Okay. I'll go do that myself. But you and I both know, and maybe some of the other listeners are snickering too, thinking, well, you know, there's a lot of pitfalls. So what are some of the potential mistakes somebody might be making at that point?
Yeah. So there's probably a good 5 event fundamentals that you need to think about anytime you're doing an event, and regardless of the size and the type of event. So one, you need to be thinking about your audience and the ticket sales. Mm-hmm. The biggest pitfall is, how the heck do I fill my room, right? How am I going to gain audience members to actually listen? And if you don't have a strategy in place, then it's just like throwing spaghetti up against the wall and hoping something sticks and hoping that they actually show up. So we actually walk our clients through creating what we call a ticket map. And that's literally outlining all the ways that we plan on selling a ticket, whether it's a free event or not. How is the audience coming in? What is the marketing strategy? Now, another event fundamental is the run a show. What is the agenda? What are you talking about? How are you creating the arc and the experience to allow your audience to actually stay with you? Whether they're staying with you for 90 minutes or they're staying with you for 3 days, mm-hmm. you need to keep it engaging. And a lot of people don't think through, or that's the only thing they think through, is this is the content that I want to deliver. And everything else goes out the window. The third fundamental is the offer strategy. And what I see is people don't think about the offer. And when I say the offer, you, every single time you do an event, every single time you do a speaking engagement, every time you're in front of somebody, you really deserve to have some type of offer. The offer can be a free gift. The offer can be a strategy session. The offer can be your program. But you want to think through, what is the offer that you are presenting to them? It's their choice if they're going to take it or not, yeah. right? But you need to have an offer strategy. And then you want to take a look at your next fundamental is your support team. You can't do this by yourself. You are like the host, right? You are the magic. You are the visionary. You're not the one setting up the funnels in your email. You're not the one creating the graphics. You're not the one like reaching out to people to be your joint venture partners. Like, you need a support team of some sort. When we end up supporting our clients in our 3-day events, we're spending at least 100 hours pre-event supporting them in running their team and looking at the marketing strategy, the swag, the print and product design, the run a show, the detailed run a show, the AV team, all of those pieces we're pulling together. And then go ahead.
I was going to say that what you're talking about there is a high level or more complex event, but even with a simpler event,
even with a simple one.
I mean, I'll give a perfect example of sitting on a webinar recently in pain because I knew that the person there didn't know how to advance the freaking slides or even share the screen properly. Yeah. And if they only had somebody backing them up, right, it would have been a more enjoyable experience as an audience member. So even a simple event can easily get screwed up if you don't have the back end support.
Yeah, somebody watching the chat, somebody there to check people in, somebody there that, you know, is pushing play for you, that is moving your slides forward. Absolutely.
And, okay, sorry, you know, the fifth fundamental.
Yes, and the fifth one is your budget. Right. I have people that are like, oh, I'm just going to do this thing. I'm just not going to think about what the budget is. And you can lose your shirt. You know, I mean, if you're going to do a Facebook Live, okay, maybe you're not going to lose your shirt. But if you're doing a summit, or if you're doing a challenge, or you're doing a 3-day event, a 1-day event, you want to make sure that you're really looking at the numbers. Does it make sense? If you're doing Facebook ads as a part of your ticket map to fill the room, then how much are you planning on spending? And is it actually worth it? Right. So you have to take a look at the numbers, and you've got to make sure that it actually makes sense and that you have an ROI. And that's why we're not just event planners, mm-hmm. we're certified event producers, is because we look at the strategy behind things, and we're also looking at ways to make it powerful and profitable. Because in my opinion, there's no point in doing an event if we're not going to make it a win-win across the board.
Okay, that's a lot of stuff to have to consider. And even like I said, on a simpler event, there's a lot of those pieces. I assume that there's best practices when it comes to each of those elements. When you were talking about the numbers specifically, I assume that you have a sense of sort of where things need to be allocated percentage wise, or what minimum sort of investments typically need to be based on certain scenarios. Is that sort of something that you can help contribute to a process?
Yeah, essentially. A lot of it comes into play. It's like, what is the vision? What is the event promise? What are they walking away with? And then how are we going to make that happen? And so with the end result in mind, what is your offer? How are you supporting them? What is the price points? And then we're taking a look at ticket maps, and based on your audience, how are we going to reach out to them? We're going to know, okay, if you do a webinar to your email list, this is about the conversion rate. You know, if you do a summit, this is about the conversion rate. And so we can highly estimate what things are going to be and what you should be allocating towards, you know, your AV versus your production versus, you know, your marketing. And it also depends on the client, right? So I've got clients that are willing to lose money up front, not make money on the ticket sales, but make money on the back end, right? On their programs.
Because they know that they have a back end where money can be made. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it really depends on what is the objective.
So I often answer most questions that are asked of me with, well, it depends. And then I go into some explanation, which is what I fully expect you to do. But I'm curious about for first time clients who are doing an event or doing an event with the support of a professional for the first time, what are the types of questions that you typically get asked? And obviously what are some of those answers?
Well, usually it's me asking a ton of questions. Okay. So they tend to come to me and go, I want to do an event. And I'm like, okay, great. Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of those questions that I've already asked, I'm pulling out of them. What I find is a lot of my event hosts haven't thought through them.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, I haven't thought through, you know, if I need to hire AV for this, do I need to hire AV? How much does AV cost? You know, I'm getting, asking questions. Are you doing this in person? Are you doing this virtually? Are you doing a hybrid event? Are you doing, if it's a virtual event, are you doing it in your home office? Are we building you a studio? Are you going into a studio? So I tend to come forward with a ton of questions that they haven't thought through yet. And in that moment, we're kind of co-creating what their event could look like based on my knowledge of what's working right now in the space.
All right. I want to go back to those fundamentals, because one of the pieces was about the content and about the structure of the event itself. And I alluded to this earlier when I said, well, I know, you know, formulas for webinars, for example. Mm-hmm. But as I've observed, you know, there's sort of a I'll use a 3-day event as an example, because this is one that I recently witnessed. There seem to be certain activities that happen at certain times, right? So the host might be a subject matter expert of the thing that they do in their business.
Yes.
But they are probably not the event expert in terms of, at this point in time, we're going to say this thing, which is going to sort of preview what's going to happen tomorrow, or at this time in the day, this mechanism gets introduced. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about a couple of those and sort of how they work in an event?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we're looking at a 3-day event, it's, you can look at it as an extended sales conversation, right? Instead of doing it one-on-one for an hour, you're doing it for 3 days, but you're doing it with a ton more people. So instead of a, hi, nice to meet you, let's get married, we need to build some rapport and relationship. So day one is all about community and connection and, you know, really kind of getting to know one another, making sure that, yeah, this is where I'm at. This is where I want to go. here's a group of other people that are just like me. Okay, I'm not alone. And realizing that the person in front of me presenting the information has the knowledge and skill to support me in fixing what I want to fix, right? Day two is we're really starting to take a look at like, what is the gap? Where am I going? What do I need to do? I now have a lot more information in my tool belt that you've taught me so far. And I'm realizing like, fudge, this is a lot of work. I didn't realize that. I came in expecting this is what my problem was and this is what I needed to do. But now you've really opened up my eyes to go, I didn't know what I didn't know. And, you know, I can go and do it on my own if I really wanted to. And now, you know, as we start to move through day two, we're going to go ahead and bring in some additional testimonials and case studies. This is where you'll tend to see like a success panel start to come into play, where it's not just the event host expert saying, I'm great and amazing, and this is what I can do for you. But let me show you somebody who was in your seat just 6 months ago or a year ago, right? Like, don't take it from me. Here's other people explaining in their own words what they've done, right? So now we're to the point where it's like, and so you've seen what we can do. You've seen the process that we can take you through. You've seen other people getting results. Here's what we can do. And so you're presenting your offer. On day three, it's kind of decision day. It's like, okay, you now have everything that you need. You can either go and try and do it on your own, or you can come with us and we can support you.
I just want to check something, because you said at the end of day two, you present an offer, right? Mm-hmm. So at that point, somebody has spent 2 days with the host, learning all of this stuff, thinking through all the things that you've just been talking about. And then they're told, and I have something for you. And then they're sort of left to think about it over the course of the next, you know, so many hours before they return for day three. I assume that's intentional.
Yes. And so Usually you present the offer. I've had clients do it one of two ways. They'll either present it right before lunch on day two, or they'll present it right before dinner on day two. But when you, we tend to like to have like a Q&A session after. So if you present it, you know, before dinner, people go away to dinner and they're thinking about it and they're like, oh, okay. Come back to the Q&A, come back to hot seat. Like, let's dive into this. What's coming up for you? Handle some objections that tend to show up. And, you know, is this a good fit? Do you need to talk to one of our coaches? Do you need to talk to somebody else more one-on-one? Here's a place that you can do that.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thanks. So now on to day three, and I'm sorry for cutting you off there.
No, please. I mean, this is a conversation, right? Yeah. Like, we want to have those questions come up, because if you have them, then your audience has them. Mm-hmm. And so please continue. On day three is, you know, really where the rubber meets the road. It's like, we've been in this bubble for 2.5 days. What are you going to do when you leave here? Right. It's really kind of checking in with you and saying, you know, can we support you? Are you ready to move forward? What does this look like? What are your action steps? If it's a really super clear no, fantastic. I'm glad it's clear. If it's an absolute yes, then fantastic. That's easy too. It's the ones that are in the middle, that are on the fence, that they're just in so much pain that you can like see it on their face. And all we want to do is like, let's just help you find the yes or the no. Like, we're not attached to the outcome. We just want to make sure that you are good with the outcome, right? So it's decision day. It's really supporting people in, you know, figuring out what their next step is. And then we support them and we celebrate them. So we always do something really nice and special for those that have decided to move forward with us and get to spend, you know, the next six months or year together in the program and celebrating those wins. We also celebrate the people that are like, yeah, no, I'm good. Fantastic. You made a decision. That's the biggest piece. And we celebrate that too. And then we break the bubble and everybody goes back into their lives.
That's awesome. And at no point in here did I hear, and this is where the hard sell is.
No.
Yeah.
No. We know. No. We don't do the hard sell. It's
totally appreciate that. Okay. Earlier you talked about there's more than 17. I was curious what more than 17 meant, whether it's 18 or even more types of events. Uh-huh. But you actually focus on five different types of events that might be a good starting point for businesses. And you have a gift for listeners, the five phases of events to scale your business and leverage your time. Yeah. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about that, and then we'll make sure people know where they can find it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the five phases of event leverage is really taking a look at where you're at in your business. And depending on where you're at, you're going to be doing different types of events. So in phase one, this is the validation phase. Your goal is just to really, it's like you're super brand new, right? You do your market research, you figure out what your offer is, you find some clients, you make the offer, you get them crazy awesome results. Most people here are probably not in phase one unless they're brand new. Okay. Mm-hmm. Phase two is visibility. This is where your goal is to increase your visibility. You're going to be utilizing free platforms. You're going to be guesting on other people's stages. So this is where you're going to be on webinars. You're going to be on podcasts. You're going to be on summits. You're going to want to look at sponsoring other people's events. So actually being a speaker sponsor to somebody who has the same ideal audience you do. So they did all the work of like getting people there. You show up and do your talk, and you're essentially paying to play. You're paying the person who put the event on to speak to their audience and, you know, make a free offer, a free gift, because you're looking to get more visibility. Okay. Three is the grow phase. This is where you're going to start doing your own stages. You're going to be hosting your own masterclasses, your own webinars, your own summits. You're going to be obtaining larger speaker sponsorships. I have a client of mine who actually earned, I think, $250,000 by just being a speaker sponsor. Hmm. Right? Yep. Like, so, and that's from free gifts as well as selling from the stage. She's done both. When you sell from the stage, you usually only have an hour, 45 minutes. You're not selling super high ticket unless you're really, really good. She's new, you know, mm-hmm. So she wasn't doing high ticket sales in a short period of time. She was nurturing them and loving on them and bringing them into her funnel, right? Phase four is scale. So you're to the point where, you know, you're really earning $20,000 a month. You're looking to scale from a lot of the one-on-one conversations to the one-to-many. And you're wanting to do more of like a one-day sales and enrollment event, a retreat, a workshop. And then phase five is leverage, where you literally are just in your genius zone and you are growing your client base and your team is handling like everything else. And this is where you're really doing your three-day sales and enrollment events. So what we've done is our gift for your audience is laying all of this out, kind of detailing it, kind of going, you know, flow chart, this, if this, then this, then this, then this, and this is the type of phase that you're in right now. These are the events you should be doing. So the best way to do that is if they head over to fivephases.info, and that's spelling out the word five, F-I-V-E, phases with an S dot info /David. They can go ahead and pick up that free gift and see what phase they are in so that they can start utilizing events to scale and leverage their business.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to be getting a copy of that myself. And I encourage anybody who's curious about events to grab a copy of it. We'll certainly leave that link in the show notes as well. And by the way, in case it was lost on you, a little meta thing you just described, right? This is you being on somebody else's stage,
yep,
and giving a free gift,
yep,
which is exactly what you talked about in one of those phases, which is
absolutely
perfect.
Yeah. So, a little train the trainer opportunity right there. You got exactly, it. Exactly. Well, and it's like, I'm preaching what I'm teaching, right?
Totally.
So, and I'm experiencing it myself.
Excellent. Well, Shaywee, thank you so, so very much for going through the fundamentals of events, event production, and helping our audience potentially avoid overwhelm and not doing it alone. And this has been a really great conversation.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Indeed. Folks, you've been listening to More Perfect Marketing. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, and we hope to see you back here again real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. Now you can put what you've learned here into practice when you join the free listener community at mpmcommunity.com. That's mpmcommunity.com. When you join today, you'll receive David's collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, plus additional business building training. So don't delay. Join us today at mpmcommunity.com. We can't wait to welcome you.